弟兄姐妹平安。我们在这个时候，我们大家，我们不管你在什么地方，我们都一起低头祷告。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，全能的大主宰，我们满心感谢赞美你，因为你为我们预备了这个圣日。主啊，这是你在永恒里的计划，是何等的恩典。我们经过礼拜一到礼拜六的忙忙碌碌，你为我们预备白天工作，晚上休息，感谢主。主啊，在这些特别的日子里，你照顾我们，你眷顾我们，在所有的需要上，所有的问题上，所有的挑战上，我们看见神的恩手从不离开我们。我们为着你的信实献上感恩，我们为着你的爱永不改变，我们献上感恩。我们谢谢你，因为你是看到这个世界在乱的时候，你是不乱的上帝。这个世界在改变的时候，你是不会改变的上帝。你的信实直到永永远远。我们为此，我们要感谢赞美主。我们在这个时候继续为这个整个世界的处境来祷告。主啊，整个世界因着疫情的泛滥，主啊，造成许许多多的那个困难。主啊，有很多的经济的崩溃，有很多甚至治安的混乱。主耶稣基督，我们恳求主耶稣你的怜悯。主，我们知道这个疫情是你所应许的，是你所允许的。主耶稣基督，我们知道你所允许的每一个计划绝对不是突然的，为的是要管教我们，为的是要警惕我们，为的是要帮助我们能够有回转归向你的机会，让整个全世界知道，只有你才是真正的和平之主，只有你才是真正的平安所在。主耶稣，我们仰望神，我们呼求你的名。当整个全世界以至于美国正在受到许多冲击而紧紧张张的时候，主耶稣啊，愿你在这里做主做王。主，你知道这个国家一开始以基督的名建立国家，如今大家都要自己的自由，自由主义的抬头，个人主义的抬头，人本思想的那个再一次抬头，以至于混乱，以至于自由到逼迫神，自由到抵挡神，自由到不要神。主，恳求神怜悯这个国家，已经在这样的混乱中还不能够聚集教训的时候，主啊，仰望你，只有你的恩典，只有你的怜悯，只有你的扶持。我们求你带领这个国家，无论是从执政的最高的总统，一直到所有的百姓，不分黑白，主啊，求你自己做主做王。只有你才是真正和平的使者，才能够真正的拆毁那中间不分黑白或者是任何肤色的一个隔断的墙。仰望神，你自己亲自怜悯。主耶稣，我们呼求你的名。主也求神帮助我们在这里的华人，特别是成为上帝的儿女，我们要知道我们在这种的所居住的混乱中，我们要求神帮助我们有个坚定的灵，我们要让这个世界知道我们有主基督在我们的心里面。我们不能旁观，我们必须要祷告，我们必须要积极的行动来表示我们对这个社会问题的关心还有参与。仰望神，求你打开我们的视野，不仅关心自己家自己教会，也关心自己家以外跟教会以外的所有的事件。仰望神，因为你愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。主耶稣，你是我们唯一的希望，我们要投靠你。主耶稣基督，在这个时候感谢你，虽然会很紧张，甚至我们还被隔离， 不能够自由的面对面敬拜，集体敬拜，但是我们知道神的灵在我们的中间，主啊，你那复活者的灵在我们的中间自由运行，没有任何的事情，任何的患难使我们跟基督的爱隔绝，也没有任何的患难跟事物让我们不能够做礼拜。感谢主，谢谢你所赐给我们的机会，在患难中我们更要投靠你，患难中我们更要爱你，在患难中我们要更积极的为你而活，来见证你的荣耀，从我们自己的家开始。仰望神，今天在这个此时此刻，父亲节，主耶稣，我们真的是感谢主，因为我们还没有来到这个世上的时候，透过我们的父母亲安排我们，主啊，我们谢谢主，让我们生在地上的时候，我们就父母亲的引导我们，主啊，感谢主，有他们的保护，有他们的引导，有他们的关心，有他们的爱，主耶稣基督真的是为他们感谢主。主，如果我们中间我们父亲不在，也求神帮助我们纪念我们父亲啊生前留下来的美好的榜样。主耶稣基督，我们思念他们，也激励我们更珍惜我们的生命，更爱护我们的家。我们仰望神，求神赐福今天所有奉主名的众教会的聚会，透过聚会来荣耀你。感谢主，也求你赐福我们所有 CCCB， 我们八成中华基督教会的众弟兄姐妹。主，你认得他们，他们是你的小羊。仰望神，在这个此时此刻，我们安静我们的心，愿主基督你的圣灵工作，我们预备好我们自己，你说什么我们都愿意的静静的听。我们不仅求神帮助我们听得明白，能够听到，而且也能够真的有实际的行道出来。感谢主，谢谢你，求神祝福一下的时间，特别使用你的仆人 Pastor Jerry。 感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。在这个时候我们特别要感谢神哈，那我们在这个时候特别能够请到我们的我们的老朋友就是 Pastor Jerry。We are so great to welcome our friends, which is our co-worker, Pastor Jerry. He always here when we need it, because he is our co-worker. He knows our needs. So I want to thank you, special occasion, Father's Day. He's going to give us some, message. So we pray for him when we are listening to his message. And also thank Pastor Brother John to be our translator. So God bless you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Welcome.
Well, I can say with certainty that I really miss you.
我可以肯定地说，我真是很想念大家。
Here we are alone in the sanctuary without being able to see your faces.
这里我们就是我自己一个人，看不见你们大家的脸庞。
But what the eyes lack, the mind sees.
当我们眼睛看不见的时候，我们的心灵看得见。
Because God has given us a greater vision than our eyes, it is the people of God.
神给了我们这样的礼物，那就是他的名。
And we see heaven when we don't even see it with our eyes.
我们看到天堂，尽管我们的眼睛看不见。
And we understand and perceive God even if we can't see Him.
我们理解上帝，我们能够理解上帝的心意，尽管我们看不见他。
So I am in your living room right now.
现在我就在你们的堂屋里。
And you are in the sanctuary with me here.
你和我一样在我们的大堂里。
And together we are going to delve into God's word and talk about Father's Day.
这里我们一起来研读的话，神的话语，来庆祝我们的父亲节。
So all you dads out there, all you dads in here, Happy Father's Day.
在你们家里的父亲们和我们在这里的父亲们，父亲节快乐。
Without him and without each other, we would not have children.
没有你们，我们就不会有孩子。
The Heavenly Father has created us, and He has given us the privilege of fatherhood.
亲爱的，我们的天父创造了我们，让我们有做父亲的权利。
And it is a tremendous responsibility that we dads have in the family.
就是我们做父亲，在我们的家里有非常非常重要的责任。
What we do in the home and outside of the home makes impact, a lasting impact on whatever goes on with our families.
我们在家里面和外面所做的一切，对我们家里的未来有永远的影响。
And it is intriguing that when we study father and sonhood in the relationship between the Heavenly Father and the Heavenly Son, it becomes so much more remarkable.
当我们在我们的讨论这个天父和和他的儿子之间的关系的时候，是这么的让我们感到惊奇。
If we are to learn what we are to do as fathers and sons,We can see from Scripture what the Heavenly Father did with His Son and learn so much.
当我们要处理好我们父子的关系，我们可以从圣经上可以学习我们的天父和他孩子之间的关系，我们可以学到这么多的东西。
The interaction that the Father and the Son had in the New Testament is remarkable.
在新约里，我们的天父和他儿子之间的相互的互动是这么的令人感到振奋。
The veryFirst conversation that the Father and the Son had in the New Testament is found in Matthew chapter 3.
这第一次天父和儿子的互动是在马太福音的第三章。
Let's read that.
我们一起来读。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
当下耶稣从加利利来到了约旦河，见了 约翰要受他的洗，约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你倒反到我的这里来吗？耶稣回答说，你暂且许我。
Jesus replied, Let it be so now, it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented.
耶稣说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽般的诸般的义。于是约翰许了他。
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him.
耶稣受了洗，即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Now this is the setting in which the first conversation or one-sided statement was made from the Father to the Son.
在这里我们看到这是 单向的，是天父跟他儿子的所讲的话。
This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He just gets baptized in order to demonstrate to the people that he has been anointed, and now he's going to begin his ministry serving the people.
这件事情发生在耶稣开始他事工之前，他必须上帝在他身上的底下的旨由，让他能够开始他的事工。
My ordination was truly special.
我的按摩也是非常特殊的。
I was ordained in the Southern Baptist title at my church, which was Global Mission Church.
我是在一个南方浸信会受洗的，按摩的。我的那个这个教会呢叫Global Mission Church. Yes.
And when I was being ordained,I already knew that God had called me to the ministry, so for me it was more of a formality.
当我在按摩的时候，我已经知道我的呼召是什么，所以按摩的话仅仅是个形式而已。
If I already knew that I was called to be a minister, then why did I need the ceremony?
当我知道我已经被呼召来做牧师的时候， 我为什么还要这么一个仪式呢？
It was a public declaration among my peers that they affirmed that I was indeed called to ministry.
这是一个在我的同事之间的同僚之间的一个仪式，是这个仪式呢，就是呢肯定我是呼召了做服事的。
The ordination process was not just for me; it was for everybody else.
安牧的这个礼仪不仅是为了我，更多是为了其他的人。
Those leaders who had oversight over me were declaring that they have found me to be called to the ministry to serve the people.
那些为我安牧的人，他们肯定向所有的人肯定的，我是受了神的呼召来向人们传道的。
I took the process a little lightly.
我对这个整个的这个过程并不是很重视。
I was half complaining to the Lord as to why I had to go through this.
我有点跟天父有点有点抱怨，说我为什么必须要走过这么一段形式呢？
It wasn't until the ordination part of the process where the elders laid their hands on me that I understood what God was doing.
直到这些按牧的这些长老们把他们的手放在我身上的时候，我才意识到这个按牧的意义所在。
As they laid their hands on me and were praying for me, the Lord spoke.
当他们把手放在我身上为我祷告的时候，神说话了。
He said, I am laying my hands on you.
神说，我把我的手放在你的身上。
At that point, I was so encouraged.
在那时候，我是特别的受到鼓励。
My Heavenly Father was giving me an endorsement that I did not understand and I couldn't conceive.
我的天父给了我这样的一个鼓励，给我这样一个印证，是我不能够想象，也不能够理也当时也想不出来的，不可预见的。
He was endorsing me and telling me that he loved me in a way that I did not understand.
他对我是这样的一个肯定，是我不能理解的。
Until he laid his hands on me, I couldn't conceive of the overwhelming love and affirmation that I was receiving.
当他把他知道他的把他的手放在我身上的时候，我真的不能理解他是这么的爱我。
And one of the most remarkable truths about what God the Father was doing with His Son is right here.
当这个最完美的事情在这个时候，此时。天父在他儿子上所做的事情就在这个时候。
He was giving his son affirmation in two ways.
在这时候，他给他的儿子有两项的肯定。
He was doing it visually and he was doing it verbally.
他既在视觉上对他做了肯定，也在语言上对他做了肯定。
It was visual because the Holy Spirit came down and actually sat on Jesus' shoulders and lit him up.
第一就是圣灵 降落在耶稣基督的肩膀上，把他的整个身都照亮了。
It says, and that at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. Jesus actually saw a dove landing on his shoulders. He saw that.
在那时候，天忽然为他打开，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下来，落在他身上。耶稣基督看到了圣灵，就像鸽子一样降临在他的身上。
It wasn't like the movies or the TV shows where there's a big halo on the head of Jesus or some angel.
这不像什么电视或电影上说，就是一个光环在这个耶稣的头顶上。
Jesus actually saw the Spirit as light on his presence.
耶稣基督看到了，见证了神的光，看到圣灵在他的同在，和他的同在。
And just so that we wouldn't interpret this as some sort of affirmation and endorsement, God personally spoke.
在这个时候，上帝说话了。
And what he said is something that every dad and father needs to take to heart and apply.
上帝所说的话，我们每一个父亲也应该学习，应该这样做。
He spoke from heaven publicly to his son.
他从天上对着耶稣 向着大众这样说。
Jesus could hear it.
耶稣可以听见的。
The people could hear it.
所有的人都能听见。
And it says, "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased."
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Before we get all confused, I read the Mark and the Luke version of this account.
当我不想被这件事情搞糊涂了，我就念了马太福音和马可福音的关于这部分陈述的两本书都念了。
Because there are two versions of this statement from God the Father.
实际上对这件事情。天父有两种说法。
Here, it's publicly declared to everybody else, as in, "This is my son."
在这里，天父向所有的人都说，这是我的爱子。
In Mark and in Luke, it says, "You are my son," as God the Father is talking to Jesus personally.
但马可福音和路加福音是这么说的，直接对耶稣说。你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So are we to understand that Matthew got it wrong?
是不是马太福音里搞错了呢？
Or did Mark and Luke get it wrong?
或者马太福音、马可福音或路加福音搞错了呢？
But we have to understand this is not the way to interpret things, but English forces us to do this.
这并不是我们应该这么翻译的，只是英文强迫我们这么去理解。
In English, if it isn't exactly the way that it's said, you can't put quotes on it.
英文里说，如果不是真是一字一句的这么说的话，我们不能把引号放在上面。
But in Hebrew, it's not that way.
但希伯来文并不是这样。
And in Greek, it's not like that.
希腊文也不是这样。
And in the declaration of the commands of God authoritatively, it's not that way.
对神的权柄的这个解释也不是这样。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
In the hierarchy or in authority, if I say something and my son repeats it, it's as though I said it when even if he only said it.
在等级的制度里面，如果我对我的儿子说话，那么我说了跟他说的是差不多是一样的。
So when he goes to somebody and says, "My dad said you get out."
比如说，他说我父亲说你出去。
That means I was there.
那个意思说我就在那里。
In Hebrew and Greek, when somebody is saying something declaratively.Even the servant's voice is heard as though the originator or the commander said it.
在希伯来文里的或者希腊文里，当人说这样一句的话的时候，实际上他们是假定他们就如同是听那个当官的那些人所说的这样的话。
So let's say the father was there when Jesus was baptized.
让我们假定，如果在耶稣被受洗的时候，天父在那里。
And he said to the son, "I love you."
他对他的儿子说，我爱你。
And somebody goes home and reports this to the family member.
所以有个人看到这个呢，就回家向他的家人说。
And declares it, excuse me, the heavenly father said to his son, "He loves him."
我们的向大家报告说，天父对他的儿子说，我爱你。
And in that incident, you can put quotes on "He loves him," and it is still okay.
在那个时候，你把我爱他这句话呢放上引号，仍然是成立的。
So whether the quote is "I love you," as in the father saying that to the son, or from a witness point of view, he said he loves his son, it's the same.
所以。对，无论是说对在当时发生的时候，父亲对儿子说“我爱你”，或者是在旁观者说上帝说他爱他的儿子，这个说法是一样的。
So both are true, and both dictate or tell of the true meaning of what God the Father said.
所以这两个版本实际上 讲的是一个意思，那就是天父爱他的儿子。
So he's saying, I love you, and then when other people say, yes, he loves him, it's the same. So this is the declaration not only to Jesus, but to everybody else.
所以当上帝说他我爱你的时候，对其他的人说也是，大家都听见，所以这是一个样子，是一个意思。
So what he was saying was, he's talking to his own son, and he's talking to the audience at the same time.
换句话说，他说他当他对他儿子说话的时候，他也是在对旁边的人说。
So we have to understand in Scripture, one thing can be said twice in two different ways.
所以在圣经里说，同样一句话可以在不同的场合可以说两次。
The meaning can be understood as the Father loves the Son, and everybody understands that, and then the Son interprets it as my Father loves me.
所以这句话说神、我爱你，可以理解成大家都说天父爱他的儿子，对耶稣来说是我的父亲爱我。
Now let's look at what he said.
让我们看一下他说了什么。
Now we know that this is my son, or you are my son, is the same.
所以的话、这是我的儿子和你是我的儿子，这是一样的。
This is my son is an affirmationof the relationship.
This is my son, 你是我，这是我的儿子，是对这个关系的肯定。
It may seem like it's a simple thing, but it is essential.
这件事看起来很简单，但是非常的关键。
Every husband knows that he must say, I love you to his wife more than once.
每个丈夫都知道，他要经常的对他的太太说，我爱你。
We have to say it multiple times a day.
我们每天都要说好几次。
And it is not because our wives have short memories and they forget.
并不是因为我们的太太们的记忆很短，记不住。
A couple got married and he never said, I love you again after the wedding.
一对夫妻结婚了，结婚之后，丈夫对他的太太从再也没说过我爱你。
She knew that he loved her, but...She wanted to hear it.
太太知道先生爱她，但她就是想听见这句话。
And she doesn't even remember the last time he said that to her.
她不记得上一次什么时候她的丈夫对她说我爱你。
So she complained to him.
所以她就对他抱怨了。
How come you never tell me you love me?
你怎么现在你不跟我说你爱我了？
And the husband got a little annoyed because.In his mind, he has already demonstrated and declared to her that he loved her.
丈夫是有一点不耐烦了，他说，在他的想法里，他说我已经向你宣布，我爱你。
So he reminded her.
所以他就向他告诉他，再次提醒他。
When we got married, did I not tell you that I loved you?
当我们结婚的时候，我是不是告诉你我爱你了？
And she said, yes, of course.
太太说，当然了，你跟我讲了。
Then I love you.
那么的话，我爱你啊。
And if I ever change my mind, I will let you know.
如果改主意了，我会让你知道的。
For him, the first time, the declaration was made, that settled everything.
对这个丈夫来说，他第一次说我爱你，这件事情就一锤定音了，永远都这样。
And he didn't need to say it twice.
他用不着再说一遍了。
Because he meant what he meant.
因为他所说的就这个意思。
And if it ever changed, then he would let her know.
如果他改主意了，他一定会让他太太知道的。
But that's not the way that God the Father works.
但是这并不是我们天父这么做的。
As a matter of fact, there are three incidences of where the Father speaks to the Son.
实际上有三次，爸爸天父对他的儿子说。
In the New Testament, he says, "I love you" to his son twice.
在新约里，他对他的儿子说我爱你，说过两次。
Third time, he was talking to him and the public about the fact that he was going to glorify himself.
第三次是他对他的儿子和对所有的人说，他要通过他的儿子来颂扬他的名。
This relationship that the Father has is being declared, you are my son and I love you.
这他们之间的关系就是他通他宣布说，你是我的我儿子，我爱你。
But what came first was the relationship.
但第一件事是他们之间的关系。
He said, "You are my son."
第一句话他说，你是我的儿子。
The declaration of the relationship is the key to the love.
宣布他们之间的关系是对他对他们之间的爱的第一最重要的这个环节。
When he follows up the first statement that you are my son with "I love you," it means so much more.
当他在说第二句话的时候，当他肯定了他们之间的关系时候，他第二句话说我爱你，是这个意味就更深长了。
So when he said, "You are my son, and I love you," that means more than just "I love you."
当他说，你是我的儿子，我爱你，这个要比说我爱你意味更深长。
Because there's a connection to the love that we have to understand, and we will appreciate even more.
因为这个他们之间的关系在那里，是让我们对他们关系能够体会得更深。
This love that the father is talking about to his son is unconditional.
这种父对子的爱是毫无条件的。
And what we mean by unconditional means that it is above the actions.
当我们说这是无条件的，是说这是在任何的行为之上的。
It is not unconditional in that if you weren't my son, I wouldn't love you.
Can you say it again?
It's not the unconditional aspect of this as if you weren't my son, I wouldn't love you.
它并不是说如果你不是我的儿子，我就不爱你。
It is because you are my son that I love you.
是因为你是我的儿子，我爱你。
I can love other people who are not inside of my family.
我也同样能够爱那些不是我家庭之内的人。
But in most cases, those are conditional.
但在绝大部分的情况下，那都是有条件的。
But a relational love here that the father is expressing is unconditional.
但这个在这个关系上面，这天父对他儿子所讲的是毫无条件的。
Let me illustrate.
让我来给你举个例子。
When our first child or when we have children, do we love them because they can do something?
当我们有了第一个孩子的时候，我们爱这个孩子，是不是因为那孩子能为我们做什么事情？
Babies can do nothing.
小孩子什么都做不了。
All they can do is create work for us.
他们所做的就是给我们创造更多的工作。
We have to feed the baby, clothe the baby, take care of the baby, make sure that the baby is safe.
我们要先要给喂他吃，喂他穿，要给他们做各种各样的事情，保护他们的安全。
But we love everything about it.
但是呢，我们对他是非常的爱，爱他们的一切。
What the father was saying is, "I love you, son, because you're my son."
天父说，我爱你是因为你是我的儿子。
When will Jesus stop being the father's son?
在什么时候耶稣就不再是他父亲的儿子呢？
Never.
永远不是。
So the love for the son will never change.
所以这个对他儿子的爱是永远不会改变的。
So what the father was affirming to the son was, "My love for you will never change."
所以这个父亲对他儿子的肯定的说就是，我对你的爱是永不改变的。
You are my son, and I am your father forever.
你是我的儿子，我是你的父亲，我永远是你的父亲。
Those two statements would have been enough.
这两句话应该是已经足够了。
Those statements declare the relationship and the affection that the father has for the son.
这两句话表示了他们之间的关系，更表达了父亲对他的儿子的那个爱意。
It is total commitment and it is totally unconditional.
这是完全的委身，而是完全的无条件的。
But the father says one more thing.
那天父又说了另外又做了一件事情。
He says,With you, I am well pleased. And to the public, he says, "With him, I am well pleased."
他天父说的说，我对你是我所喜悦的，对他的儿子说，对大众也说，他是让我喜悦的儿子。
So this is affirmation of his, and I'm going to borrow the understanding generally of the emotional state that he is.Toward his son.
这个在心在情绪上面能够表达他对他儿子的那个关系。
the total commitment that he has for his son delights him.
在他儿子的完全的委身这件事情上，让他的父亲感到高兴。
In other words, he enjoys his son.
这就是说他喜悦他的儿子。
He is well pleased with his son has an amazing meaning.
他喜悦他的儿子这句话是有很大的意义的。
The word well pleased is actually two words connected together in Greek.
我所喜悦的 well pleased 这个字在希腊文里实际上是一个字。
The first part of the word is good.
第一句我前半分说这是好的。
The second part of the word is think of.
第二句话呢是说我想到你的时候。
So if we put them together, it says, I think of you as good.
放在一起的时候我想到你的时候就高兴。
And this is an everlasting state of thinking.
这是一个永恒不变的一个想法。
So he's always thinking of his son with good.
他想到儿子的时候就喜悦，他一直就想到儿子的时候就喜悦。
We translated the word, or they translated the word well pleased, and it comes really close.
这个翻译的时候就翻译的就是一直我所喜悦的这个是翻得非常的相近。
So we have to substitute and add to build the understanding that we have.
所以我们在把这个形容词和这个动词放在一块的时候，
It is also translated as delight.
它 也会翻译成还是翻译，因为这在英文上说它 是 well think of 或者是 delight.
So God the Father enjoys and delights in his son.
所以天父上帝是真的是喜欢他的儿子，喜悦他的儿子。
I had to trace this word all the way back to the Old Testament.
我把这句话追踪来追踪去，已经追踪到了这个旧约里。
And I traced the word all the way to the situation with Jacob and Esau.
我这个关系追到这个约伯和以扫之间的关系。
In order to understand the word, God gives us an Old Testament picture.
为了理解这句话。神在旧约里给了我们一张画。
And the picture is Jacob is coming back with his wives and his children and all of his possessions to go see Esau.
这句话就是约雅各带着他的全家，各所有的财产去见以扫。
And this is a unique situation because remember Esau was robbed of his birthright from Jacob.
这个特殊情况就是以扫的他的生来的权利是被雅各夺去了。
Time lapsed. Many years went by and Jacob is coming back to see him.
很多年过来以后雅各来看以扫。
And they meet in the middle of the field.
他们在一个田地的中间相遇。
But instead of being furious, Esau receives him with love and tenderness.
以扫欢迎他的雅各是那么的
love and tenderness.
Love 爱心，还是非常的这种亲密的。
And because of that, Jacob interprets Esau's affection as being well pleased.
所以雅各就把以扫的心情，这地方就是说他是非常喜悦的。
And we have to understand why God used this word to demonstrate how he feels about his son.
我们要知道神为什么用这样的一个字来表示他对他儿子的这个心情。
Because his son didn't do anything wrong.
因为他的儿子没有做任何事情，没有做出任何事情。
He was always perfect.
他是毫无瑕疵的。
So why would a perfect God use an imperfect story to tell us how to be dads?
为什么神用一个毫无瑕疵的上帝用一个不完美的这么一个 兄弟之间的关系来告诉他和他的儿子之间的关系呢？
The way that Jacob treated Esau was wrong.
这雅各对待以扫的这个态度是错的，这个是所做的是错的。
But Esau loved Jacob anyway.
但是以扫仍然无条件的去仍然是爱着雅各。
None of our children are perfect.
我们的孩子没有一个是完美的。
None of our sons are perfect.
我们的儿子没有一个是完美的。
And if we held their sins against them, we would never feel this way.
如果我们一直就抱着他们的错误不放的话，我们绝不会这样这么想。
But we have to treat them that way.
但是我们必须要像这样来对待他们。
Because that's our role as dads.
这就是我们这个天生的父心。
And we follow God's example like this.
我们就服从就是。跟从我们天父的这个榜样。
And when we do, incredible results take place.
如果我们当我们这么做的时候，这个惊奇的结果你会发现。
Let me give you a few statistics.
让我给你一些统计结果。
A single mom raising children will result in about 30% of them doing drugs or alcohol or committing violence.
I know I have the statistic, I just want to get it out.
Sure.
Yeah. And, 当有一个单身妈妈的时候，单身妈妈时候30%的人会用毒品，酗酒，或者诉诸武力。
But if both parents are in the house, but the father...is not having a good relationship with the kids, they are 68% more likely to commit crimes and do drugs.
如果在一个家庭里头，你双亲都在，但是父亲不是一个很好的榜样的时候，那个孩子有68%的孩子会用毒品或者是诉诸武力。
I don't know what they asked of dads or how they determined that this was a poor relationship that they had with the fathers. But I'm going to guess that the father was disappointed in their kids and he wasn't very involved with their kids.
我不知道他们是在这个统计里是怎么去说这个爸爸不是好爸爸，这个关系不好的。但我相信这个爸爸是对他孩子不满意，不会对他的孩子的生活有任何的过问。
But if both parents are in the house and the dads are intimately relating to the children and loving their children and being an example to their children and feels the way that the Heavenly Father feels about the son, 6% only go bad. 94% are on target.
如果在一个双亲的家里，如果父亲跟他的孩子有很好的关系，像我们天父跟他的儿子有这样很好的关系的时候，那么只有6%的家庭孩子会出问题。
They don't take drugs, they don't commit violence, they are upstanding citizens.
这些孩子不会去用毒品，不会去暴武力，用武力，他们都是对社会有用的人。
Ages, boys ages 12 through 14 years old without a loving relationship with the father.Are 300 times more likely to attempt suicide.
对12岁到14岁的小男孩来说，如果他跟他的父亲关系不好的话，他跟那些同龄的孩子相比，他有300%的可能性会自杀。
Today's problems in our society, in our country, and in the world is a problem with dads.
在我们当今的社会里，最大的问题是父亲的问题。
It's either a lack of leadership, it's a lack of affection, or it's a lack of their presence.
或者是因为他们没有领导家庭的能力，没有对孩子有任何的关爱，或者是他们根本就在他的儿子生活中就不存在。
So let's get practical, fathers.
所以让我们考虑一些实际的做法。
And for all the mothers who are longing to have fathers.Or their husbands this way to their children, you can also learn something.
对那些 母亲希望孩子有爸爸存在的时候，希望这件事你可以学到一些东西。
Affirm your children.
对你的孩子要肯定。
They are not perfect.
他们不完美。
But one thing is for certain.
但有件事是肯定的。
They are your children and you love them.
他们是你的孩子，你爱他们。
Tell them.
告诉他们。
Tell them often.
经常告诉他们。
And tell them publicly.
在大众面前，在所有的人面前告诉他们。
Make sure somebody's around to hear it.
保证旁边的人可以听见你在说什么。
Tell them outdoors.
在外面告诉他。
Use the speaker.
用你的麦克风。
Tell everybody you love your kids.
向所有人告诉他，我你爱你的孩子。
Because you know you do.
因为你知道你是爱他们的。
They can do nothing to separate you from your relationship.
他们无论他们做什么，不能把你们跟他们的关系隔绝。
You'll be their dad for life.
你是他们的父亲，你永远是他们的父亲。
I long to hear I love you from my dad.
我一直盼望着我从我父亲那听到，他告诉我我爱你。
I never heard it.
我从来没听见过。
The only thing that made that up was I knew that my heavenly father loved me.
但完全只有一件事能够把这个弥补的，我是知道我的天父爱我。
Now that I'm a child of God, I hear those words that were spoken to Jesus as to me.
所以现在我是天父的孩子了。当我听到天父对耶稣说话的时候，我就如同天父跟我说一样。
The Heavenly Father loves me because I am His son too.
天父爱我，因为我也是他的儿子。
Make sure that when you tell your children that you love them, tell them also that you are pleased with them.
当你告诉你孩子的时候，你说我爱你的时候，也告诉他你喜悦我。
Being pleased with them doesn't mean that they are perfect.
对他们很喜悦，并不是说他们是完美的，完美无缺的。
God illustrates this by the use in the context of Jacob and Esau.
上帝是用雅各和以扫之间的这个故事来告诉我们。
What he is saying is, I don't hold what you did forever.
他所说的就是我不把你所对我所做的那些事情怀恨一直到永远。
You could have hurt me deeply, kids.
孩子，你深深的伤害了我。
But I won't hold that against you forever.
但我并不因此就一直对你怀怒。
I will rise above the actions and will continue to love you.
我会超越这个，一直的爱你。
This way, our children grow up knowing that their mistakes are never eternal.
所以这样的话，他们孩子知道他们所犯的错误不是永远的。
And I will again love you emotionally, that you will be thought of good no matter what.
所以这样的话，他孩子会认为你是好的，在他的这个。感情上也认为你是好的，因为你做的错事不会再一直被永远的记住。
Let me stack this up in terms of its impact by giving you the context.
让我把这个放在一个有具体内容的一件事情上跟你谈一下。
There are a number of times that God spoke in the Old Testament.
有好多次在神在旧约里说话。
He spoke through various different means and different situations.
他通过不同的方法在不同的场合里说过。
But he always used a medium.
他总是用过一个中间的一个介一个中介。
A human body.
一个人。
An angel.
天使。
And even a donkey.
或者一个驴子。
But in the New Testament, God only speaks three times.
但是在新约里，神只说过三次。
All three times he speaks to his son.
这三次都通过他的儿子向我们说话。
So if he was going to highlight the fact, what is the most important thing that fathers can do for their kids? This is it.
所以如果他想强调一个父亲对他儿子所做的事情的话，就这么三次。
It doesn't show the father playing baseball with his kids.
并没有说这个父亲要跟他儿子去打棒球。
Should we play baseball with their kids?
我们是不是应该跟我的儿子打孩子们打棒球呢？
Sure.
当然了。
But what should we do even more than that?
我们应该比做那个做的更多。
We have to verbally tell our kids that we love them.
我们必须在言语上告诉他们说，我爱你。
We have to do it in public.
我们必须要在人面前这样说。
We have to do it personally.
我们必须要跟他们在个人的这个层次上说。
It's better than playing baseball with our kids.
这比你跟你儿子跟你的孩子去打棒球更好。
It's better than giving them Christmas gifts.
比给他们圣诞节礼物更好。
The best thing that we can do for our kids.Is to tell them that we love them and that we are pleased with them in public.
我们能给他最好的就是告诉你，我爱你，我很喜悦你，在人面前。
Play baseball with your sons.
和你的孩跟你的儿子一起打棒球。
Go to the beach with your sons.
跟你的孩子一起到海滩去。
Climb trees with your sons.
和你的孩子一起去爬爬树。
Above all,
但在这一切之上的
tell them you love them,
告诉他你爱他
that you are pleased with them,
你喜悦他
and do it in public.
那在大众面前，在人面前这样说。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
How can we call you our heavenly Father?
我们怎么样来称你是我们天父呢？
Because we're supposed to understand and have an image.Of a heavenly father that is superior than any earthly father that we have ever met.
因为在我们脑海里，我们知道，我们的天父比我们地上的父亲要好的那么多。
But by the example that you set toward your own son, we are so encouraged.
但通过你对你的儿子所做的为我们做的榜样，我们是那么的受到了鼓励。
What an amazing declaration of fatherhood from you.
这是这么一件完美的一件事情，就是你对你的儿子这样的一个关系。
May we be able to have that kind of impact with our children.
让我们也同样对我们的孩子也有同样的这样的影响。
And if we truly understand that, dads, today,Please look into your children's eyes and tell them that you love them and that you are pleased with them.
如果你真正理解了这个，请你告诉你的，今天就告诉你的孩子说，我爱你，我喜悦你。
Heavenly Father, grant all of us the strength to follow your example and do just that.
我们天父给我们有这样的勇气和力量，告诉我们的孩子，我们就这样去做。
With no hesitation.And no inhibition, and no reserve.
我们毫无保留地这样去做。
That you will be glorified in our lives as we follow your example.
当我们来尊你为像你这样来做我们的榜样的时候，愿你的名得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名求，阿门。